Have you ever wondered what your authentic humor style is? Have you ever thought about what a humor style is? And have you told yourself that you're not really good with telling jokes, so you're not really good with humor? If your answer was yes to any one of these things, then this episode is for you. Welcome to the Varun Dugi Show, where I try to give you some insights a couple of times a week on life, work, and everything in between. Today, I want to talk to you about finding your authentic humor style. This is something which I found while reading a book called Humor Seriously. It's a fabulous book. You should really pick it up and read. It's one of those recommendations that I'm going to give many people, because it really doesn't just focus on humor from a generic sense. Also tells you how you can use it across your work and life and everything else. And Jennifer Acker and Naomi Backdonas, who wrote it, actually even done a course on this. But again, I'm digressing. So most of us believe humor is connected to telling jokes, but humor is so much more than that. It's the lens with which we see the world around us. We find humor in things around us. So we call it a sense of humor, right? We sense humor in things around us. So, and most times we shy away from showing it to the world around us because it's a muscle we really haven't flexed enough. We worried about how people will react. We worried if it'll just seem out of character, I think we just generally worried about perceptions, right? More than anything else, and worried about the reactions that those kind of bring. But in this book, they actually say that a good place to start, if you want to figure out your sense of humor and your humor style, is to actually figure out your authentic humor style. Like, what is innately you basis your personality. And actually even have a quiz on a website, which I will link in the show notes. So if you want to figure it out after we run through what the four styles are, then shall we do that? I'll also tell you which one mine was after I'm done with this. So the four kinds of humor styles are: you're either a stand-up or a sweetheart or a sniper or a magnet. Some interesting words there. So what is a stand-up? Now, stand-ups are natural entertainers, right? You know, they're the ones who are great in just building intimacy through teasing those around them. You know, they have that great, you know, they know how to drop the punchlines. They know how to tell the jokes. You know, they're those naturally entertaining people. And in many ways, you know, you know who that person is normally, who's in a room, because, you know, they generally are telling jokes and they are telling, you know, stuff they've observed in the most naturally entertaining form. So first category are stand-ups. The second category are what can be called sweethearts. Now, these are people who really use humor to lift those around them up, right? You know, you see someone's feeling low or someone's feeling bad, and trying to bring humor out in the sweetest way possible, which will bring that dry smile on your face to get someone out of what they're feeling, right? So, you know, and again, as I'm seeing this, you can imagine, I'm sure, some people in your life who you always considered a sweetheart, because they're there to kind of make you smile, and their way of humor is to bring that smile to your face, especially when you're down. The third kind is in many ways the opposite in so many ways. It's a sniper. Now, snipers are super edgy, right? They're sarcastic. They're okay to go beyond a certain line when they're poking fun at something or talking about an observation. We also have, you know, there are many comedians or other stand-up comedians and other kinds of comedians who are considered very, very edgy because they're not worried about how people will feel by what they say. And if you're one person who's okay to make a point and because you think it's fun or funny or and open to crossing the line a little bit, not as far as to really hurting someone, but really go beyond a certain line, then you might be a sniper. The last one is a magnet. Now, magnets are people who generally have personalities that they bring into a room, and just the energy they radiate, some call it charisma, They get everyone laughing, right? It's just because how they are as people. It's not just about what they're saying, but how they are as people, and that really drives their humor style. Now, I did the quiz, and I was told I'm a magnet, which made me feel better, made me feel nice. I didn't know I had charisma, or I re-edited some of it. So you should do the quiz. I mean, worst case scenario, you will learn something new about yourself, or I think you'll feel better about yourself in some way or the other. Even if you are a sniper, because snipers aren't bad. They just have a different line from all of us. So let me know if this has been helpful. I think understanding what your style of humor is might help you find more humor in life and be able to radiate more of your humor to the world around you. So figure that out. Take the quiz. It's in the show notes, like I mentioned. And if you want to let me know what your authentic humor style is, you can DM me at @VarunDoogie on most social platforms. You can write into me at hellos@varundoogie.com. I'll catch you guys on the next episode of the Varun Doogie Show. So till then, take care and cheers.